Rachel will say, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Chaf Tes in the red edition. And remember, again, we're speaking still about the Midah of Kas, the Midah of anger. So the Ramchal is describing this last stage of Kas. He says, V'amru zuchorun levracha, Torah Eretz al Balima. What does it mean when the pasuk says Torah Eretz al Balima? In a olam miskayim, ela b'shvil mi shabolim piv mishas meriva. It's actually a very beautiful drasha. The world is only sustained through the efforts of people who literally close their mouths during times of dispute. The idea is v'hainu shekvarnis orer tiva bekas v'hu b'hiskabruso bolim piv. This is referring to people who, in the midst of argument, they choose not to go ahead and engage in a negative way, but instead rather choose to hold their tongue. Amnam midaso shel azakim. So we'll say, so now what we've seen is all the different types of attributes when it comes to anger. So this last one, which seems to be the least severe, is someone who gets upset but doesn't allow themselves to react. So, you know, what's interesting is what the Ramchal seems to say is, look, you know what, to tell a person not to get angry, so sometimes anger is a reflexive emotional response to difficult circumstances. So at least I can't necessarily tell you not to get angry, but at least what we could say is don't react. So a person who gets angered but holds their tongue, doesn't react, that's an incredible accomplishment by itself. Amnam. But if you want to know what the highest level is, Amnam, midaso shel Hillel hazakin ola akol ela. But the truth is the mid of Hillel the elder surpasses all of this. Now what did Hillel, what's the mid of Hillel? Shelo haik shekvar lo haya makbid al shum davar. Hillel did not even allow himself to get upset. Not only did Hillel not go ahead and actually react in an angry fashion, but he didn't even allow himself to experience the midah, the characteristic of kas, of anger, which is quite dramatic. You know, in the footnote, he quotes the Gemara on Shabbos. I actually spoke about this on Shabbos a couple of weeks ago. Remember, there's that Gemara Masechet Shabbos that discusses that on Erev Shabbos, the man came to Hillel, and he said to Hillel, you know, the two people made a wager about who can get Hillel upset. So they bet, whatever it is, 500 zuz, 400 zuz, about who could anger Hillel. So this guy says, all right, I'm going to win the bet. He shows up at Hillel's house on Erev Shabbos, and he says, Mikan Hillel, Mikan. He comes knocking on the door. It's Hillel here. And Hillel comes running out. He was in the middle of getting ready for Shabbos. So you can imagine, he goes ahead, he puts on his robe, and he comes out to greet the individual. And the individual, Rabbi, I'm so sorry for bothering you, but I have a very important question. So Hillel says, Sha'al b'ni Sha'al, please, my son, ask me, what is the question? So he says, Rabbi, I don't understand. Why is it that the Afriki, why is it that the people from Africa have flat feet? Is what he's asking about Erev Shabbos. You know, like an hour before Shabbos, he has to ask him. Hillel says, oh, it's an excellent question. He explains to this. He says, thank you, Rabbi. Comes back, so the guy leaves. 10 minutes later, he comes back knocking on the door. Mikan, it's Hillel here, it's Hillel here. So Hillel comes running out again, still in his towel. Mama, she doesn't have time to get ready. So Rabbi, I have a very important question. And he comes back time after time after time again, asking Hillel these, what we would call, stupid questions. Right, Rudy? Or even if they're not stupid questions, even if there's some legitimacy to the question, certainly the timing is a bit off. And Hillel does not get upset. And the idea the Gemara says is that this is the ultimate accomplishment in the realm of midos, of someone, again, not only was Hillel not responding in anger, but Hillel did not even allow himself to express to experience internally anger. Now, both sides, that is a very high level. I would venture to say, you know, halavai, we should all reach that level. I think that level that the Ramchal described as to, even if I feel the anger inside, not reacting in anger, not responding in anger, not actually expressing, that I think is an incredible accomplishment. But it is important to know that there is a level above that, the level of Hillel, where a person literally refines themselves so much that they don't even allow themselves to feel that need of anger. I don't know. I wish I knew what this felt like, but it really is an incredible level of refining of character. So he goes on. He says, "Zeu vaday hanoki min akas mikol v'kol." So we'll say, remember, what's the chapter of this? What's the title of this chapter? This is the chapter of Nikius. So remember again, Nikius means what? Cleanliness. What does it mean to be clean? It means to totally and wholly purge one's self of negative character traits. You see, let's say, so for example, when it comes to kas, when it comes to anger. So remember, at the end of the day, so what we often try to work on ourselves is that we shouldn't express kas, right? I shouldn't allow it to come out. But is it there? It's there. It's there. It lurks within, and I have to constantly try to suppress it, constantly try to work on it, constantly try to make sure that it does not come out in a terribly negative way. But it is there. It is there. The Ramchal says the greatest accomplishment is to totally get rid of that midah. That's Nikius. That's what Hillel accomplished. Kas was not even present within Hillel at all. It's quite amazing. And I will say, even when it comes to the performance of mitzvos, so Chazal told us, shlolichos, not to get angry. Va'afilu harav al talmido, va'av al bino. And Abba says, now what does this mean, the performance of mitzvahs, not to get angry? So Abba says, so first of all, you should know, this mamish, like this happens all the time. You know this happens all the time? Is on Erev Shabbos. Right? Erev Shabbos is an excellent time. Bless you. Answer number one. So what happens? Everybody is preparing for Shabbos Malkisa. Right? Mamish getting ready to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a beautiful holy day. Get out of the shower. Why aren't you ready? This is ridiculous. Everybody's losing their temper and getting upset at each other. So I'll say again, like Lemaisa, it's all for a mitzvah. Everybody just wants to be kaddish, right? Everybody, why aren't you ready for shul? Everybody wants to do something holy. I'm sorry.
Why don't we sing Shalom Aleichem afterwards?
Why don't we sing Shalom Aleichem? That's right. Let's eat already. It's interesting. There's all these different things, and all of it again is in the pursuit of a mitzvah. But sometimes we lose ourselves a little bit, and unfortunately, even the performance of a mitzvah, there could be some level of kas. So it's just saying, and this is the, I would say, this is the amazing thing in general about midos, how a person has to be careful with their midos, both when they do mitzvos and both in non-mitzvah situations. Negative midos have a way of coming up in all different types of circumstances. Or you see people ultimately, again, who in the performance of our own mitzvah will go ahead and, let's say, take liberties with the kavod of others, justifying that somehow that because they're engaged in the mitzvah, that it doesn't matter how they act towards the other, which of course is blatantly false. So the person has to be careful. So to a Rebbe with his student, or a father with his child, so listen to this, has to be careful that what? That there's no anger when they discipline one another. Right, when the Rebbe disciplines the Talmud, or when the father disciplines the child, that there is no anger in that. Now, what does this mean? He says, "Velo shelo yasrein." It does not mean that. This word yasrein, if you look in the footnote in 273 Aleph, he says, "Bidivrei Moser, oba onshim." It's a very important yisod. It's important for a Rebbe to be strict with his Talmidim, and it's important for a parent to be strict with children. I will say, just as an aside, we live in an age with this, this new age parenting, yeah, where, again, somehow there's this notion that parents aren't supposed to discipline. They're supposed to be like their child's friend. I'm sorry?
Free range,
right? This idea that, I remember, I mentioned this before, I was once in a store, and there was a child, mamish, like acting in such a disrespectful, terrible way. So the mother gets down on one knee, and she says, "Use your words. Tell me what's wrong." I'm like, "Use your words. You should use your hand. That's what you should use." It's just like this idea. So he's saying, you're supposed to discipline your children. You're supposed to go ahead and discipline your talmidim. I mean, don't get worried. The idea is. So he says, "I'm sorry."
Nothing.
So he says the idea is that don't think that because there can't be kas means there can't be discipline. Listen to what he says. Rabbi said, this is, it, for parenting, this is one of the most important yesodos. He says, Eli yasrim yasrim. Rather, again, a parent should give musar, a rabbi should give musar, ach mibli kas, without anger. Kim lahadrich osam b'derech hayishara. Rather, just to lead them on the right path. Vakas sheira lahem yekas ponim v'lo kas aleiv. And if there has to be a display of anger, because we'll say sometimes parents have to display some level of anger, sometimes children have to know that what they've done is absolutely unequivocally correct, but it should only be a display of external kas, never chas v'shalom internal kas. We'll say, hear this incredible yisod, but what Rachel is saying is, there's a way to discipline without anger. There's a way even to get angry without anger. It's an incredible yisod. Sometimes I have to show my child that I'm upset with them. But there's what he calls chas chitzoni. It's an external chas. I'm not chas v'shalom in any way internally angry at the individual, but it's an external display of this anger. He goes on, he says, V'amr Shlomo al tevel berucha lichos, ki kas v'chek silim yanuach. V'omer ki le'evel yaro kash. We'll say, and again, Chazal say there are three ways in which a person is recognizable, meaning three ways in which the character of a person is recognizable. Bekoso, bekiso, ubekaso. So we'll say you could tell about a person by what happens after they drink a little bit. What do they talk about? What do they say? How do they act? Because we'll say, we have wonderful ways of creating walls, right, that present a facade. When a little bit of alcohol knocks down those walls, it's interesting to see the true person who comes out. Bikiso, how does a person spend their money? Is a person generous? Is a person not generous? Tells a lot about the individual. Ubekaso. And I will say, what happens when a person gets angry? When a person gets angry, or for that matter, what a person gets angry over, or how a person chooses to display that anger, is exceptionally telling about the individual. Well, so let's just go a little bit weiter, then we'll stop. Akino, supposed to that thing. And also, again, this yisod, by the way, of parenting without internal anger is such an important yisod. To always make, because remember, once you parent with anger, once you really get angry at your child, anytime you get angry, really angry at anything, you lose all objectivity and really an incredible degree of control. So there has to be a way of parenting with a way that expresses, it looks like I'm angry, I'm upset, but at the end of the day, that parental control still remains in place. Let's just do one more line. Va'akino, what about jealousy? Jealousy. He says, Gam hi eina ela chisar yodiyah v'sichlos. This also, ultimately, again, is a lack of knowledge or a lack of intellect and foolishness. Ki ein ha-mekaneach, listen to this, ha-mekane, marviach klum la'atzmo, ve'gam lo mafsid l'mi shehu miskanibo. Because it will say, you know, people spend their lives being jealous of someone else. And what do you get for being jealous?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Right? All you get is more jealousy. It's not like, you know, it will say, you know, it was one thing if Reuben pulled up in his new car, and if I'm jealous enough, if I close my eyes, tell him if I'm jealous enough, I'll get the car. All right, at least mamish, I get something from the jealousy. But here from jealousy, a person spends their life eating up their emotional energy, and I have nothing to show for it. Ve'ino ela mafsid la'atzmo, u'kima'amar akosev shezacharti, u'fose tamis kina. That ultimately, again, it's only ufusa. He says, kolomar ha'kina memisa es apesi ha'mabir atzmo. Literally, the fool will die as a result of his jealousy. It can be so all-consuming, so all-overwhelming, and a person gets nothing for it, that ultimately it could literally destroy a person's life. All right, we'll say, what's that? My time is up. So, all right. I'm sorry, not getting angry. Let's stop over here.
I know it's been a while.